Is massive. The chief explaining what Rabbah is all the Rabbah. In fact, the Gemara of the Rabbah, you have to say b'funny nechtam, the Shema. We have to have Eidus, both on the Chesima and both on the Chesiva. Chesiva Saget. In the Gemara, who's the Tana of the Mishnah that Taka requires the Shema? Saif the Chesima, Saif the Chesiva. Really, we have a machloik, it's a psicha to the city of Blazer and Meir. If a machloek is a blazer meir, how do you make a shushtar? You read the mesirei the chesim. Zok yigmar lefir meir, the ikar is the chesima. Chesiva. You don't need the shema b'chal. There's no dinim in the chesiva. There's no din the shema. You're a blazer. It's a chain, you're a blazer. He holds a shtar's kosher without any chesima, but not a shema b'chal. So why is there din, is there tzorech for the shema? The chesima. So zok yigmar, yikar. And the more handles Efsher. Even though the Balazar holds Eidim Isir Karati. But by Efsher, that means Midaraisa, Meikra Din, Ashtar Dafne Sham Gene Eidim Isir Bechlal, Ashtar is kosher with Eidim Isir, and doesn't need the Chesima. But Efsher Midarabonon, maybe Efsher Dabonon, you need Epis Chesima. Savi Sai State Spet with a Tikkun Oilam. So maybe Midarabonon, they were Mechayiv Tak, they were Mechayiv that every Shtar should have Eidim Chesima. Mamele, if they were Mechayiv Du Chesima, would be Chesima Lishma. That's what Gemara handles. Then Shlav the Gemara, the Gemara means a Raya Vada, not like that. So the Gemara have a Raya from the Mishnah from Shloisha Gittin. State the Tan Gimel Gittin Psulin, and this is a Vlad Kosher, Kosev Iksav Yodav in Elevada. Ershte, the Tzir is Iksav Yodav. Yesh Lavida Vein Bezman, Ashtar Shein Bezman. The Dritis Tzir is Yesh Bezman Vein Bele Elecha. Rashi learns that it means Iksav Soifer Veidecha. Duch the Iksav Soifer, you have two Eidim. Of it's an Eidim, it's the Iksav Soifer. Shtein the Mishnah, Tanakama hold a Raya Lishloisha Gittin Psulin, and this is a Vlad Kosher. In the Mishnah Tanagam, all these are Shloisha Gittin, they're Kosher Meikra Din. There's a Gzera de Rabbanon in each one of these Gittin, that's possible. If they're Shtei Rabbalo Zarem Afbishin Avedim, or Shinosim Avedim, Kosher Vagim Chosim Shabbat. Shaina Oi Eidim Chois Nala Gettel Nufay Tikkun Oli. Shpar the Gemara from this Mishnah, Shtei in the Mishnah, Machloikis, Shtei in the Mishnah that Rabbalo Zar doesn't need Chesima Bechlal, doesn't need Chesima, Lozaz Machshir, even mid Rabbanon, he doesn't need, even the Chathilo, he doesn't need. Chesima. It's kosher legami by the Mesir. Lech leku Rashi v'toisus. Pirush ha-pshat, kosher pshat. What is the raya? Where is the shpar from this Mishnah? What do you see from this Mishnah? That Belaza doesn't even need Eid Chesima b'chlal in the Rabbanon. Rashi learns, starting from the Eshter Rashi, Rashi says, Moshloisha gittim sulin dekachosha perbaz v'chad min ayon elevate. Rashi points out right away that the Shloisha gittim mezucht one of them. The raya from the Gemara is going to be from one of the three gittim. Zok Rashi, one of them is Ein Levedim, let's make a cheshvin. The Shtar, Shein Bezman, Avad HaZedim. It's before, that case is Avad HaZedim. The third case of Eid Echad, Rashi learns in our sugya, it's Ksav Soifer. That means Betzim and HaZedim. It has a Ksav Soifer and it has an Eid Echad, Avad HaZedim. And Rashi says, Chodim Inayu Shein Levedim, Avad, he means Ksav Yodim. Shtein Rashi, the Rai of the Gemara is from Ksav Yodim. The Hemshik Rashi, Rashi Mahu, what's the Rai? Well, the Tanakama said it's kosher, Ova Lechatchil, it's possible. And if then Rebbe Lozer was Choylik, the Pashas Rashi sounds like Rebbe Lozer was Choylik in all three cases. V'chodim in Ayin, one of those three cases was Ksav Yad. Already I see from the case of Ksav Yad, from that, it's Oish Kishpart, that Rebbe Lozer's Machshir, even L'chadchila, Ashtar She'en Lovedim, V'chodim in Ayin She'en Lovedim. Rashi's Taichin, Rashi's Taichin, when Rebbe Lozer said the words, Afal Pi She'en Lovedim, he's talking about one of those three Gittim. He's talking to the Tanakam, he's talking to one of those three Gittim. Afal pi she'en elevedim, even though in the betoich your three cases you have even a case she'en elevedim, that's the first case of Ksav Yad. It's still kosher. It's kosher. Why? Because it's kosher. Mainly there's no gzeirus. It's muchach that Rabbi Oz was machshir a k'shtar she'inu levedim in the case of Ksavyan, even lechatchil. Oh, there's thing to Rabbi Rashi. Toises the ma'aseh things of Rashi. Shusan toises and bring Rashi. Well, the ma'aseh toises handles Bavorns the tzad to learn like Rashi. Toises the master Balaz that Bavorns maybe the Gemara is being arrived from the fact that Rabbi Oz is being machshir in the same case in one of those shloishigim, the first of the shloishigim. Zok toises, there's no rye from there. There's no rye from there. Even if Rabbi Loza's machshir in the case, in the case of Ksav Yad, over the Ksav Yad, that's a riot that doesn't need chesim b'chlal. Again, what's the option the Gemara is exploring right now? The Gemara is saying, Avada Rabbi Loza doesn't hold the Eid chesim b'karti. Avada Eid chesim is not, Avada is Eid mesir, Avada need the mesir. But maybe you also need Eid chesim b'chlal with the Rabbana. Zoktoy says, what do I see? I see that in the case of Ksav Yad, or Ksav Sofer Neid Echad, Rabbi Loza's machshir. So Rabbi Loza's machshir. The Seder does not Eid his Gemara. Oh, but Ephes is done. There's no Ksav Yad here. There's a Ksav Yad, there's a Ksav Sofer. But Horaya, the Tanakhama is Machshir the Shtar, even without Eid Mesir. Obviously, Ksav Yad has some sort of Toikif. Ksav Yad has some sort of substitute. See soon what it is, some sort of substitute for Eidus. It's something, it's Ephes something. What do I have arrived in Mir Zaptoisis that Rabbi Loza's Machshir Shtar without Eid Mechlal? That's the Gemara Zucht. The moment was trying to make a Raya, what's going to be the Loch of Rabbi Loza? A regular Shtar has absolutely no Eidim on it. Just a regular Ksav Sofer, which is not an Eidus Mechlal, it's nothing. And Rabbi Loza is going to be makshir that style of chatchila. How do I have a raya from the case of the Gemara? The Meila Zoktoisis and Pshat, about the raya from different Rabbi Loza Hatzma. Zoktoisis, a chiddush and Pshat, Rabbi Loza, when he says she'ein lo ve'edim, it's mashma, ein lo ve'edim, klal. In the Loshin Rabbi Loza himself, it's mashma, he's talking about a fourth case. When he comes to argue on the Tanakhama, he comes to say, I hold even more than you. In your three cases, zikr is kosher. Because I hold, even in the case where there's no ve'edim, nothing, garnish, no ksav yad, no ksav yusayf ve'ed echod, even ein lo ve'edim, klal. Memela, that's why you don't make Xeris. Zoktoy says, Memela, I have a mafurish, betoich divir Rabbi Lozer. That he's makshir even without a chesim of a chlal. You have a machloikis, Rashi toys. If you Rashi, the machloikis, the raya is from the fact that Rabbi Lozer is makshir in the case of the Tanagama, the case of Ksav Yad. If he toys the raya is from the fourth case, the case, Shainal of Eidim Chlal. Shail is a Rashi, toys of Machar, toys of Kash, a blind door of Rashi. Machar, toys of Boyfi, toys of Kash, a soga of Rashi. If you Rashi, what's back of the raya from here, they don't need a chesim of a chlal. We're brewing, it's totally talking the cheshbon. The fine game to what the yisoid ha-hechshu of Ksav Yad. First, we're going to decide the yisoid make the cheshbon of Pshat, and maybe gain me rang for the longest in my market. In the ikur din of Ksav Yad, the Mishnah, the hechshu of Ksav Yad, the filet Tanakama. Shuta, the hechshu, without any messiah, without anything. Ksav Yad, that's it, that's all. You have a get, you have a Ksav Yad, you have a chloik zvishonim. Ksav Yad, does he have to sign his name? I write, Malva writes. The labor rights of the IOU, does he have to sign his name? Upon him, either it's his handwriting that says I owe you, or maybe he has to also sign his name, but it's only the soul it says is him, it's all it says is the Ksav Yad. Doesn't have other aid. What's the heksher of the Ksav Yad? So you do madvarim, there's at least two drachim kept it's a place there's three drachim understand the heksher of Ksav Yad. Rashi, the Peivov and the Mishnah, the Nord, Rashi is up, it's name Alfim. So I go to say to Avon Rashi, and then we'll see Tosis Lachar has a third novel. Rashi starts off and he says, the Hekshav Ksav Yad, the Tanakama, Dr. Rashi is not going not like a mayor, and not like the other Rebbe. He's not going like a Rebbe, it's the Sefer Rashi, that's Leich, he's not going like a Rebbe because it's no way the Mesir. The duty that these Ksav Yad is kosher without the Mesir, if you have Rebbe, you need the Mesir. It's not like a mayor, Rashi's Mashma doesn't explain much Mashma, because no Eidim. Mayor needs Eidim Chesima. There's no Eidim. So what's the Hekshav of Ksav Yad? The first mouth of Rashi without the Hesof of Rashi in the middle. Zok Rashi, the hechsher is the kosev and osim karina bein. So I'm showing him out of the lashon zeros. The kosev. This Tanakhama held. He didn't hold like a blazer. You need the mesira. He held that the kosev and osim is mashma. It's a balkon. It's going on the bal. It says just like the osim is going on the bal, the kosev is going on the bal. And there's no hefsek in between. It says the bal should shribe it and give it, and that's it. It's mashma. You don't need anything else. It's mashma gufan. You only need the mesira and the kosev and osim. It's of course sayat eid chesima. And it's afko also fei the mesir in the same pasuk. It says all you need is a kosev and osim. You don't need anything else. It's there is a kosev. The Torah said if you write the shtar with your own ksav yad, your own hand, your autographed shtar, that itself is a Torah shtar. That's the first mahalach of Rashi. Kosev and osim is a kosev. You know the fei this mahalach. We shouldn't speak at it. It's a special takav din by gitte. Maybe kedushin we learn the yotzav ha'isa. This mahalach wouldn't work lechaver by other shtars by regular shtar. It's a kosev. There's no edim here. There's no edim chesim. There's no edim mesir. Kosev and osim. In the Hagon Rashi, in the middle, the box says the Hagon Rashi, the Toys of Rosh brings up the Chim Shuvas and Rashi. The Pshutay, the Fiyafanenu, it's mashma that's Tzvei Tegan. Rashi is bothered by, there is one Tana Lefi, the first Mahalach of Rashi, which is the Ikar Mahalach of Rashi. It doesn't come out, the Tana Kama can't be Rav Meir. Already in the Sugya Sagama over there, in the Cheshman of Shah, the Gemara over there, who are the one, Amara learned that the Mishnah is going Lefi Rav Meir also. The Gabi Mishana Rabbeir Shadabu Chacham. So how does Shim Rav Meir? Meir already needs Eidich Simakarti. And you can't say because of him Nosan, he's going Lefi Rav Meir, Pshuta. Because of him Nosan, Meir always says because of needs of Chosam. Rav Meir teaches because of needs of Chosam. So because of him Nosan, not going Lefi Rav Meir. Look, Rashi, Pshuta is the Pashtun. There's a night Mahalach when Don's Baldin. Rashi's Lashon is Kamei Edom Domi. Vayis Tois in the Rishonim. How many Rishonim is Mashmai Zadorim? It's such a Mahalach. And maybe the Hechshok Sav Yad and Nocha Mahalach is this like Don's Baldin. I'd like to point out, at least Rashi and Gidnes Mashmai, this is a Doichem. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that Don's Baldin can make a Shtar. We'll see about Balzim. But this is a Sveit Mahalach in Rashi. See, the Halach in Rashi is that the Hechshok Sav Yad is not a Gzeres HaKosim. It's a Svara based on another Halach in the Torah. Based on Halach of Don's Baldin, we have a Halach of Don's Baldin. Every shtar that's exactly has a Hidos Baldin that he's making a gerushin, or if it's a shtar vot, it's a Hidos Baldin that he made alvo. The Rashi brings Yevamos Lake Sud. You're gonna have to say Chiddush of Yidus Malach. That although Havos Poshut it's a Hidos Baldin, but a gerushin is a Hidos Baldin. You could dan that maybe it's Chavlach Rini. Tosis of Navdal it says that it doesn't pass a Hidos Baldin a gerushin is Chavlach Rini. Dr. Rashi, you have to say the Yidus Malach. It's like Choshev Chavlach Rini. Soon, where the Taitz those words are. Poshup Shad sounds like this sheet holds, this mahalach holds. It's not considered chavlach rinu b'chal. Gerushin is not considered chavlach rinu. That's Ashlomen. That's the second shot of Rashi. If you're always, we'll get back to this. Rashi and Vomis vayis the choyis taka, even though Rashi didn't go with the mahalach, the first mahalach. Rashi and Vomis sounds like those kutshutoi with the mahalach of Hedos Baldur. The mission of Vomis Lama Rebeis, the Gemara brings the musav also of Tzav Yad Baget. The Gemara says it's Sofag Megureshes, it means Megureshes in Rabbonot. And Rashi over there says, what is the Mahalach of Ksav Yad Baget, Zok Rashi? The Tanan, how do we know Rashi is Gilo saying? How do we know there's a Musik of Ksav Yad, Zok Rashi? The Tanan, Rashi brings the mission of Baba Basu. The Tanan, Hoitzi, Allah, Ksav Yad, Allah, Ve'ein, Allah, Ve'eidim, Goyvim, and Chosim, and Echorin. Almo, Ksav Yad, Milsi, Zok Rashi. Almo, Ksav Yad, Milsi. The first thing we see is Rashi still to a Shtar Momoin, a Ksav Yad by a Shtar Momoin, to Ksav Yad by Gerish. It's again this with Rashi, because of an Osa. Rashi over there is going with the Kosav and Asa. First of all, what does he bring a raya? Just say Kosav. He has to go from Gerishin, he has to bring a raya from Mishnah Moment. Just say there's a Kosav, first of all, Kosav. But besides that, in Cheshman, it doesn't work. Rashi's comparing Ksav Yad by Moment. Ksav Yad by Moment doesn't have a Kosav and Asa. L'chor, it's Muchach in Rashi. The Rashi over there is going with the second Mahalach that he brings over here. The Shuvah is a Rashi. Rashi's going with the Mahalach of Ksav Yad. In the chat, you have to know why Rashi went. Why Rashi went with that after the Mahalach. Fira is Pashup Shan and Rashi over there. It's Mavur, very Chosh Vazak. Even though Rashi was going with the Hidos Baldin, it's Mavur that Rashi HaKamutrin. Rashi didn't stand say, Ksav Yodoi is a get to Hidos Baldin. Rashi HaKamutrin, Rashi HaKadav Gezuch Tarayim. Rashi was showing in the Rai, how do I know that Ksav Yodoi based on Hidos Baldin is good? Rashi brings from a mission in Baba Basu. What's Poshup Shad in Rashi? So, Rai will say over just the words, maybe the Hemshik will see maybe more, but Mamakim. Amnachim said over B'Shem Baruch Be'er, the way he taished up Rashi. First of all, Rashi, what's the taish? Alma Milsi, what the pure Jamil Milsi. Milsi means it's a shtar. But very Gazok, that Rashi had a Hakir. What's the get of Shtar Ksav Yad? Is Shtar Ksav Yad a recording of Hoidos Baldin? We're going with this Mahalach of Hoidos Baldin. Efshik Ksav Yad is just a recording of Hoidos Baldin. I have a Hoidos Baldin on paper. I could say IOU B'peh in front of Adam and I could put it on paper. Efshik Ksav Yad is just a recording of Hoidos Baldin. Or name, it's a shtar. A shtar, we all know, we live in this world, and shtar is not stam. A recording, a star has a grace of koyach, a star can be poil chalois. It's recorded aid, this can't be poil any chalois. A star is a koyach of a star, a lot of halachas are in a star. Is Ksav Yodoi a star? Why did Rashi have this need? State in the Mishnah that Ksav Yodoi can work for a get. If Ksav Yad is just a recording of Hidos Baldin, a vada can't make gerushin. Rashi had to bring a rai that Ksav Yad can make, Hidos Baldin can make a star. Where did Rashi find that? Explain. Rashi saw that in the Dim Mishnah. How did he see in the Mishnah? What did he see in the Mishnah? Rashi taiched. It says, Hoitzil of Ksav Yodoi, Goyve. Because of Benichor and Rashi learned, Goyve means you can show for Goyve. Goyve means you could be Goyve whether or not you're Moide or not. Goyve and Chosim Benichor doesn't just mean only if the life is Moide to you that he owes you the money, you can be Goyve. Goyve means a Milsa Tepsika, you can be Goyve whether the life is Moide or not. What does that mean? Even if the life is Tani Parati. Even if the life is Tani Parati, you can be Goyve. Zokhabar Bear in them state, Ksav Yodoi is a Torah Shtar. Because this halacha, you're not a collect from a shtar, even by Malkum times Paradi. What to do, what's called, who's the Khan the Velt? Shtorch of Yodi, my boy. Shtorch of Yodi, my boy. Bo'er, Nemdon, like Rukhain Nemdon. That's a halachas and shtaris. That which you, when you have a shtar, the loiva can't tie up a right. It's not stam and umdana. Umdana kaneer is not strong enough to be mighty mama. The fact that stama, you wouldn't leave the shtar in his hands, that itself is not strong enough to be mighty mama. It's a koich of a shtar. When you have a shtar, you can't tie up against the shtar. Shtar zokt afriyev and you can't tie up a shtar. So Rashi has a raya that Ksav Yad has a Torah shtar, because if Ksav Yad was just a piece of paper, then in the court of Eidos Baldin, the loiva should be able to tie up a right. Rashi, void from the fact that you could be goyim and echosim and echar and vice ois, the shtar is a turis. Ksav Yod is a turis shtar and melech could work together. That's poshim shan Rashi. The vayla we have a second. We have the Rashi. This is hashlama to the mahalach of Rashi. Vay does balmi. The ma'isa, a third mahalach lechayra. A third mahalach we see in toisis and I say toisis right away starts off. The lechayra, the tanakama, the din of the hechshem Ksav Yod. It's not like a balaz. The lechayra is going with a mayor. Doesn't start off with the Rashi. It's a third time. It's like a mayor. How does it work with your mayor? How does it work with your mayor? So Toysis, the Kivin Shabal Atzmai Kosav, Ein Lechol Chesim HaGivayim Yizim. Ein is a member from Toysis. Toysis says, at the Hechshu Ksav Yad, or Meir needs a Chesim HaSeidim. Aber, if you have a Ksav Yad, Ein Lechol Chesim HaGivayim Yizim. So it seems like, earlier Achroinim, maybe, they learned. And Toysis means, Hadaz Baldin, Avderach the second Alpha Rashi. Dach Toysis means, Ein Lechol Chesim HaGivayim Yizim, Yikoyach Hadaz Baldin. Now why is it, the world is Meir, Tzvei Aras HaFed. First of all, Array, the Rajba says, the Lafida Mahalach, Rajba, the Vomit said, the Lafida Mahalach, the Ksav Yod is based on Hoydos Baldin. You have to say Gerish, you have to say, it doesn't use the Lashon Gerish, but it says you have to say, it's Loy Choshev Kabel Achrini, it's Lashon Rajba. Toys is in Davdal, Les Shura, Toys is in the Rimas of the Kaimelon. Toys says that Hoydos Baldin and Gerish doesn't work because it's Kabel Achrini. So how could you say Lafida Toys is that the Hechsher of Ksav Yod is based on Hoydos Baldin if Toys is old? Hoydos Baldin and Gerish and Ksav Achrini, that's our realm. When it's Tzedar, this is Poshet, this is Shahara, but Poshet, laying in the Tzedar, the Tzedar doesn't sound like Tzedar saying that. The idea of Oidoz Baldin is Xeris HaKosim, Ki Huzeh, it's not a Svara. If Torah was Mechadish, you do it with Xeris, Xeris was Yaseh, many places in Shaz, Rashi, Alamo, Oidoz Baldin is a Chiddush of the Torah. Oidoz Baldin, Gimei Eidim, no, it's not a Svara. The whole Lashon of Tzedar is, Im Lecho Chesim Gedein Mizu, sounds like he's saying, this is something that's better than Eidim. You want to know, the Kasha was, where's the Eidim on the star? So Tosis, Misvora, Echtaf Nisham Ken Eidim, Eilu Chok Simu Delem Yizub. If the Pshat Zedos Baldin, the Pshat is Andrish, Medaf Oven Eidim, I have another Andr, I have another Mahalach, I have another vehicle to bring Eidim. I can provide you Eidim, because of the Pasha Zedos Baldin. Eilu Chok Simu Delem Yizub, Medaf Nisham Ken Eidim, because we have, it sounds like the Klun from Eilu Chok Simu Delem Yizub is, the whole purpose of bringing Eidim is to get to this, and I have that without having Eidim. That's the Lashon Alamo when we say Eilu Chok, Machol Gedolem Yizub, Eilu Chok, whenever we say Eilu Chok Godom Yizub, we say I don't have to go the whole journey to get to the finishing line. I'm ready here. I don't need Eidim. Chob was the Eidim. Get me Alamo. That's the Lashon of Tosis. But Dos Baldin is not a pshat like that. Dos Baldin is giving me the same as that thing Eidim giving. Just giving me in another way. The Lashon of Chasim Dos doesn't sound like that. So what you do? There's a couple today in the Mishivas. The Tosis. I paid the rate from the Mishivas. I'm giving the Nyanim from Shnars. The Mishivas get do. The Mishivas was Niyasi. One or two places we see Clark. You see this is in Chofches, Sivkot Zayin, Torah Zvar over there. He says it's a Zayin, and Torah Zgitin, and I test him a base, to pay him an Aleph, from my Zayin, also over there says it's Clark. Sivkot says, you saw that the Eid of Shabbashtah, what is Eid of Shabbashtah? Russian, you see this is, the Eidim are signed that it was Nichtav B'tzivu Yabal. That's the Russian. And the Eretz is up, L'dasam is Chayim. The Sivkot was Miyaseh, this very strange Eidus of Shtar, if you were a mayor. Eidus of Shtar, Eidim Achoysim on a Shtar before they even see the Gerishim, before they see the Alvot. Dr. Nesivas, what are they signing on? They didn't see the Alvot. They're signing that the Mishayiv was Mishayiv. That is what gives a credit to the Shtar. The Lomdis, the Lomdis will still try to make them, why that makes the Shtar. We'll get into next week, a little bit more maybe, why that makes the Shtar. But those Dr. Nesivas. Nesivas says that the Yisoid of Eidus is, it has to be, it cannot be made on the Maisa. They're being made on the Das Mishayiv. The only one has to be Mavar is that all they're being made on, that's all they're talking, all they're being made on is the more, but the Aleph Beis, the Zer Mekubal, it's about no one's Cholik, and the Aleph of the Nesivis, that the Aleph Beis of Eidus or Shemeshtar is that they're made, that the Mechayiv told me to be Kaveya Dvorov B'Toy Chashtar. The Mechayiv told me to be Kaveya Dvorov B'Toy Chashtar. That's what that's Mishayiv. If that's the Yisoyed of Eidus Shemeshtar, Zog Tois is Gevaldik. That's all. If I go over and I go over to a Sofer and I say, Sofer, could you write me a star? I owe Shimon money. Wow, that me garish Yishim. So how do you know that's my Dvar? Because it doesn't say, how do you know that's my Dvar? You need Eidus to Ma'asher to certify that those are my words written in the Shtar, the wise words of the Schaivis in the Shtar. But what happens if you have Meir Warsicker's autograph handwriting in the Shtar? It says, everyone knows, we're Kaivin already. It says my words of the Schaivis in the Shtar. The Shtar is Ma'ushav Oime. The Shtar, Mezette Dasa Meschaivin, the Shtar, Bezdin, is an everyone sees that everyone can be Ma'asher that these are Divrei Meschaivin. We don't need the Ishur. That's the Tzuch Lashav Tais. Ain't the Chachsim of Gdoyim Mizu. But I'm showing the Chassim Af the Divrei Meschaivin. I'm not the Divrei Meschaivin alone. Mezette Dasa the Divrei Meschaivin alone. But I'm showing the Kinekis Bechlau. That's the Mahalach of Tais. But even it's a third Mahalach. It's not saying because of an Osun. And I'm showing the Kinekis of an Osun. It's a Svar, the Chachsim of an Osun. The Kinekis of an And with Nafish Gomer Gleiter, this building can't say that this building doesn't work. But this building is Chav Lachrine. But it's only Chachsim of Gleiter Mizu. Now, Novi V'cheshbet, before we get into the long this little bit, V'cheshbet got the Hamalach HaSudi. We start off with the Shail and Pshat, Machlikas Tesis Rashi and Pshat. Where is the Rai of the Gemara from Rabbi Lozer? The Rabbi Lozer doesn't need Chassim Bechlau. It's clear that the Mamish Lishi Tosam was Sayin Pshat and Sayin Abona. Tesis asks, what's the Rai? The way Rashi learns the Raya is from the fact that Belozer was Machshir a case of Ksav, Machshir a case of Ksav Yad. Zok Toysis, how could you bring a Raya from Machshir Ksav Yad? But Ksav Yad, that is some sort of Eidus, a substitute for Eidus. You don't have a Raya where there's no Eidus Bechlal. Zok Toysis, the Raya is from the Loshen of Rabbi Belozer, the Get She'en Olay Eidim, that's talking about an Eidim She'en Olay Eidim Klal. It's Machshir is talking about something that's not a Ksav Yad, a fourth case. If you Rashi, before Rashi's going, Rashi's going with the first Mahalach that he said in Gittin, that was the Pasha Mahalach. Rashi in Arsugya, can't say in Cheshbon, is rise to this. That Rashi's going with the Mahalach that he said, the Kosev and Osa. At the Hechshav Ksav Yad, the Kosev and Osa. Like, but Zoe, what's on the Shtar? Is there really Edom on the Shtar, Maker? Is there any Edom? There's no Edom on the Shtar. There's nothing that's even a substitute of Edom. It's Xeris HaKosev. Xeris HaKosev. That's Mr. Shtar Shein Le Edom. Thus, Rufs HaKon, Shtar Shein Le Edom. And even if you want to say, I'm adding this in, even if you want to say the gedder of the Gzeris HaKosev is, some people in some Rishonim Mashmalot, even if you want to say the gedder of the Gzeris HaKosev is, because of Nosson is, to treat this as Edom, new parish of Edom maybe. Oh, but that's a vada only if you hold, like if you dash in this Pasuk. If you're Rabbi Lozer, who doesn't dash in the Kosev and Nosson, a vada there's no Edom on the Shtar. Maybe the Torah in the Kosev and Nosson made Edom. Oh, but Pshuta, there's no Edom on the Shtar. Ksav Yad, a signed Shtar by myself, is not Edom Mitzan Atzmai Bechlal if you the first Malach of Rashi. That's what we want. The first Malach of Rashi, there's no Kayach to Ksav Yad Mitzan Atzmai. The Torah made it into, maybe Torah either said there's a Kosev, it's a Shtar, even there is no Edom. Or the Torah said maybe it's Edom. Or Rabbi Lozer, if Rabbi Lozer is Makshir, this Shtar. Lefir Rabbi Lozer, it's a Shtar Shein Le Edom. Rashi holds the words of Rabbi Lozer, Shtar Shein Le Edom, is going on that case. But Toys is when she's also first in Havana, then we'll get to Pshat. First in Havana, Toys is Avada, how could you be a Raya from Shtar from Ksav Yad? That a star without a chassima bechlal. He tells us, "Ain't a chassima gedolim mizu." There's something that's a substitute for Hades over here. There's something that's a substitute. It's better than Hades. Yeah. You can arrive from this star. The fact that Belozer is machshir this star midrabbanan, he doesn't need a chassima. Maybe Belozer needs a chassima midrabbanan. He needs a chassima, and this is yivakayim the chassima with the ksav yad. In fact, Tosis is lishtasa, and also in pshat. The one spirit, lanini yatam. It's in pshat also in Tosis. Tosis reads the words the way Tosis explains the raya from the way where Belozer says kol shele ain lo yedov. Zok Toysis, what's he talking about? Read the words. He can't be talking about Ksav Yad, because that's not called Ein Le'edov. It sounds like She'ein Le'edov Klal. It must be talking about a Shtar that doesn't have even a Ksav Yad. If you're Rashi, that's not a Raya. Rashi couldn't have learned like Toysis. If you're Rashi, Kol She'ein Le'edov, a Ksav Yad doesn't have any Eidim. That's called Kol She'ein Le'edov Klal. But even Zachim Le'edim Lefi Toysis and Rashi, the Etzim the Machlokes is, the Etzim facts is that is a Ksav Yad Lefi Rabbi Lozer. Is that called Ein Le'edov or not? Could you read the word? Is it called Ein Le'edov? If you Rashi, it's a Shtar Shein Le'edom. Maybe this Tanakama had a new drasha because of an Osir. Maybe the Gedder's made it like Edom. But Etzim is a Shtar Shein Le'edom. But Toysvis, it has what's Bimkoim Edos. It has a Bimkoim Edos. It has the Ein Lechachsim of the Edom Mizu. That's always a Shaila. When Tan says Tavis, you always have to have Edom Kiv. Even a Shtar that has to see the Tanakama has this. It's not a Shmuz. We'll get into that next week. Oh, that's the Cheshmer of Pshat, because Bor, Klor, later Shmak, Machlikas, Rashi, there's a Jewish also. Shaila isn't that for you. I'm hanging in Salam, this is very Cheshmer. That's if you come over here to a major, you see this big of Machlikas, and Machlikas, and Machlikas, and Machlikas. The Shaila is, that Lechera, Tosis, Pshat, comes out like Mamas, Shoros, Afukas, Rashi, and Tosis. When we set it up, Ksav Yad, Mamas, Shoros, Afukas. We have a Mishnah, a Tanakam, who is Machshir, Ksav Yad, Kum Tosis, in the Zugya, in the base measures, not Tosis. Ein Lechok, Sima, Dalam, Izu. A lot of that works if you're a mayor. It's the best. Rashi and that Pevov, Rashi searching for Neiris, trying to figure out what's found in the Tanakhama. How does it work? What's Pshat? How does he makshar Shtar Shein Le'edu? Rashi's up to Aim Pshat, Xeris Akosiv, because of an awesome. The Tzveit Pshat, Rashi says, Haidos Baldin, Rashi and Yvom is important. Even Haidos Baldin is a complicated thing. You need a rise for it. It's a whole complicated mahalach. It's a project. You can make a Shtar from Haidos Baldin. Yeah? Toys says, Ein L'chokseim V'Dazu. Rashi mutches. What's going on over here? It's more safuchas. Toys says, Ein L'chokseim V'Dazu. And Rashi holds, not only Ein L'chokseim V'Dazu, Rashi doesn't only, Rashi holds it. Madaf madchik zayn, search the Rochim Rechoikas to build a star from Ksav Yad. So L'chor is that's a chais over here. The word of Toysis, the word of Toysis, L'chor, which is Uziz, Toysis of Rashi argues. L'chor is Libdom Achloikas in the Shurush of Eidus, Shemeshan. At least if you're a mayor, it may go for your blood. By the way, we're talking to your mayor. You say that which you need Eidus in the star, Vais Toysis in Toysis. You say that you need Eidus in the star, is La'ashim, is to certify that the Dvorim HaKsuvim are the Dvorim of the Messiah. That's the idea. It's Eidus Biur. Could be cool. Clearly I'm not Eidus Biur, but it's no more than Eidus. Just to certify. To certify. To make sure you know when we see the Shah, this is the Divri Abal, this is the Divri Aloyva. If I have another way, if it's certified, Vohimi, if the Shtar by itself shries out that it's Divri Abishai, I'm only a Chadaf Hashem Kenevim. Abu Rashi Ken Zayn Hel. I'm asking. I was looking over Divri Abishai. Abu, where's the Eidim? Toysis also skipped over the Eidim. Rashi, you can't skip over Eidim. A Shtar needs Eidim. The Mahus of a Shtar is a Shtar needs Eidim. Either the Shtar is Dafam and Eidim in the Shtar, or the Shtar of an Eidim after the Shtar and the Shvuyah Shtar. Oh, but that's part of making a Shtar. Not only is Eichatim said to know for sure the Shtar is Emes. That's what the Torah said. Shtar is a Geis of Briah. Shtar, a Lima Milsa, the Shtar. Shtar is a Briah that the Torah created. Part of that new Briah, the bear called Shtar, is that it has Eidim. The Sabres of Dvorim, bring out the Nakud. See, Kor Machlokes. At least two stories. Toys is before in that Bezim of Bez. See, enough to mean it. Toys in that Bezim of Bez. Yeah, the Sugim, Eidech and Emmy's room. The Gemara in the Sugim, Bezim of Bez. The Gemara had a Shlav, or the Gemara seemed to be considered. And maybe every Eidus Bafone has Rechensach Eidus Bezur. Toys is was that point saying, maybe Gerishin, maybe Eidus on Gerishin. It's enough Eidech. Frek Toysvis. I have a raya that Avada Gershon fathers more to Eidim. How do I know that? Every get needs to Eidim. Ikra get Yechiach for Ektoises. I see from a get, a shtar that's a get, I see that you need to Eidim. Yeah? As I frek Toises. Frek to a Gveger, Sayyid Savachois, and Chuvis, Reishchav Beis. I don't understand Toises Kasha. There's a riot from the fact you need two Eidim and a Shtar that Gerishin needs two Eidim. Maybe Gerishin really needs one Eidim. That means maybe we're sticking half of me in the Gemara. Hey, Gerishin's enough. Eidach and Embi is Surin. Oh, but a Shtar needs two Eidim because it's a Shtar. It's a Shtar. A Shtar needs two Eidim. Those are Shtars. Zoktov Gdeger, one place doesn't answer. One place, Zoktov Gdeger, Shtetin Toysis. Nish doesn't. Shtetin Toysis, the whole requirement for Eidus and Shtar is only to be Mavar the topic that the Shtar is talking about. Levar the Noise in the Indian Hakosub Shtar. The only reason why Eidus Ashtar ever needs two is because the topic that the Ashtar is talking about needs two. Frek Toysvis, if Luyutz of the Gemara and the Havamina held that Eidus is enough, Gerish is enough with one, so why do you need two Eidim? That was Toysvis Kasha. I can show him what Toysvis answers, Aber Shtetle, hey, do you tell you this Lashon of Geger? If Luyutz or Gerish would have a din of Eidechon and Bisurin, you could write a get with one Eid. If you end this, Gerish and Zdor Shaber, but you need two. Oh, but Gerishin would be one, and would be enough with one aid. You could rather start with one aid. However, Vegar had it sat not like that, and we're going to suggest this Das Rashi. Vegar and his Kasha, from one place, he flies that way. And Reb Chaim also held the way Misvara. That no, even if Gerishin would be enough with Eidach and Embi Surim, oh, but to make the Shtar, you need two. Why? Because the side of the Shtar is not just the Eidus of the Shtar. It's not just Eichatim, it's a Levarer, what the Shtar is talking about. A Shtar needs Eidus. It needs something, it needs a Bria called Eidus. It needs Eidus. If I find a Zaytik away to Nimavara, that's like, I need Eidus.
Maybe
Ken Zayn Eidus.
Maybe it is Eidus also. Just one.
It's not Eidus Mur, for sure. The Lord knows not Eidus Mur. So maybe, what's your Raya? Maybe a Shtar needs Eidus Mur. That's like a Raya, the Gerish needs Eidus. The Shtar is Eidus Mur. It's the Chor Ba'oif in the Toysis over here is the Shittosa in that Bezim of Eidus. Toysis holds that the holy story of Eidus of Ashtar is La'asher. It's the Mavar that you know and you see this. It's Taka the Divri Meschayev. How can I know? How can I be Soymich? The Eidim are coming to be Reizim. Zoktoysis Ein Lecho Chesim HaGadoy Lemizu. if I see the divrei, the dvarim of the divrei abal over there, the divrei meschayev in chaksim adumzo. Rashi agrees me svar al chaksim adumzo. I'm asking. Abu Rashi also very nice. Abu is the edim. Abu is not the edim. The pasuk states the cost of a sefer chasim b'hoyed edim. The cost of a sefer chasim b'hoyed edim. Rashi holds the edim is not hechatimser. Tosfos holds b'hoyed edim is hechatimser. Rashi holds b'hoyed edim. Dos is a star. A star is a daf of an edim.
We see,
and we know. So you want to know the idea of Adam Ezeisa, of the shtar doesn't have any edus. So it's a tunis choice. First of all, the shtar doesn't have any edus. Doesn't have any edus. Can't buy that. Aleph, one half a second. Another nusach is that there was no edus after shuir shtar. There's no nusach is
after
bar. See, very nice. Then we know. But there's no edus. No edus in the shtar. There's no edus after shuir shtar.
There's
the whole. Understand better. Whole shtar is a brilliant turn. It's like a korban. You would ask questions. There's a cause of it, that a korban is weaker. That's a korban. You know what the Torah told me. The korban is a korban. The whole musik of a shtar is a cause of the Torah. In the what the Torah said. The Torah said there's going to be. We'll speak behemshich. The shtar gives koyach to the dvor maksuvim boy. It's a new power. It's a new koyach. What is the shtar? There's something in it. A shtar from the Hebrews. A shtar from the Hebrews. It's a very geshmak. This is the imik of the machloikis of Rashi. That's why they have different approaches, backwards approaches. Tosafot come to the sugya of Ksav Yad. Rashi has a wall. Rashi sees a shtar she'ein lo avedim. What's going? That's why Rashi sees it. Rashi starts to shtar she'ein lo avedim. Zok Rashi, what's going on over here? Zok Rashi, there's the malach. Takik zeres akosim. The tzveita malach, Zok Rashi. By Doz Baldin gives us edim. And Doz Baldin is also edus. By Doz Baldin, Zok Teksois ki hu zeh means it has teres edus. The Hados Baldin has Torah Seidus. I have Eidus in the Shtar. I have Divrei Eidus in the Shtar. But to say that I don't have Divrei Eidus in the Shtar, like Toysis, there is no Torah Hados Baldin in Gerish. To say in the Chassim of Jezu that Avad is Nishkishkorech in Rashi. Kenzayin. In this boy in the name of Bein Rashi. Rashi Nivomis, Kenzayin, Dachsach, Noim Mekadvorm, it's Muchach, this Ma'alek in Rashi. What do we see? Rashi Nivomis, that Laman of Dei. Rashi is going the second Ma'alek of Rashi. Ksav Yad is based on Hados Baldin. But Rashi had a Nisi and a Shakim Targi. Rashi Kanira held, even though there's Hoidos Baldin, and passes Hoidos Baldin by Gerishin, it seems like Rashi held. However, I need a Raya that it makes a star. That's where both we learn. I need a Raya that it makes a star. Craig, what was that Raya? What was Rashi's Shmuz? What was his Nidah? He was coming to mean a Raya that it passes Hoidos Baldin on Gerishin, that it's not considered Chav Lachrina, that Nakuda, which Rashba says, Machav Lachrina, Avadanat. He has no Raya from Star Moment. Rashi brings a raya from Shtar Moment to Gerishin. It's the Nakuda he's trying to fish out over there. He says it's not considered Hoidos Baldin. He can't bring a raya from Shtalva. Shtalva Avada is not considered Chav Lachrinim. What did Rashi bring? It seems like Rashi had a shmuz, had a chakira. Even though I know already that there's a musik of Hoidos Baldin, and Hoidos Baldin could serve for Gerishin, it could work for Gerishin, in Rashi's world, at least make the get of Gerishin. Rashi still has a shmuz. Maybe Hoidos Baldin can't make a shtar. What's the shmuz? Near Nadvorm, this is maybe at Rashi's noise he was. Hoidos Baldin is there fine. Hoidos Baldin is a Gavisa Edom, it's not Edis Gmur. Hoidos Baldin is Nemonus of its Odom Neman al Oshon Shas, Nomdom Neman al Atzmo. It's not Edus Mukhletis, it's not Nemonus Mukhletis. It's Nemonus Le'in in Odom Leschaivetz Atzmo. It's Nemonus Le'in in Odom Leschaivetz Atzmo. It's not the same thing as Edis. Edis, no matter what they say, no matter what the ramifications are, these facts they're saying are in Kabul and Bezin Lakol Toitsoy Shabalam. Hoidos Baldin, in definition, inherently, is a Mugbal Dikanamonis. Rashi had a Tifa Chakira. If you understand the heart of the part we just said, Rashi had a Tifa Chakira. If Shtar needs Eidus, even if the issue that I'm talking about right now has Teres Hoidos Baldin, oh, but maybe that can't buy your Shtar. If the reason why you need Eidus for the Shtar is not only as Echatim Silavarer, If the reason why you need this is the reason of our dasach fi toisus is whole shmuz is extraneous. If luyutzer toisus would hold that you could use hoidos baldin for gerishin fi toisus as poshet, you don't have to zucharias that can make a star, v'ada can make a star. As long as I have a beer on the gerishin, as long as this is enough of them monos, legabi this Indian that I'm talking about, v'ada would make a star. Teretz is Rashi's l'shitosoi. That's what I'm trying to boy. Rashi's shitosoi he held this is a bezunder din in star. Is a Zimzindra halacha that Shtar needs Eidus. Rashi had a Chakira now. Yosha Rashi and Maduch Hazu, maybe Hoidos Baldin is not a fire to get Eidus. Zok Rashi, and that's what Rashi proved. We'll see maybe what the Kamash one is in a second. Rashi found in the din of Hoitzi Lov Ksav Yodai. Rashi found that I see Hoitzi Lov Ksav Yodai, Hoidos Baldin Shtar to Shtar, I'm a Milsi. I see Hoidos Baldin, it has a Gavisa Eidus, it has a Kurich Eidus. That Eidus is enough to make a Shtar, it's enough to Makayim, there's a cost of a Hoyin Eidim. In the state that there's a Tanai B'Hoyneidim, Hoydos Baldin is also, that was the Shmuz of Rashi. That Shmuz is only the Ilfi Rashi. What's Taka the Taich? What's Taka the Taich? What's Taka Mugbul the Gate? So here and here, here's Chadush Mepshah. Here one of the Moise of Nochazach, Kenzai of Rashi. It's going to be a double Godel Moid. The Taka, the Poshup Shan Rashi, Saviyad, the second Mahal of the Saviyad who works in Din Hoydos Baldin, Pashas Mezoktibit that the Rashba Ajba says, the Fidus Mahalkan Rashi. Rashi holds Gerishin is not a Chavala Achrini. Gerishin is not a Chavala Achrini. So the Lashon of the Rajma is. Look, Choshev Chavala Achrini. Doesn't say Gerishin. He says the Shtar is not considered Chavala Achrini. The Pasha says, I live in Rashi. It's not considered Chavala Achrini. Chiddush Neuro, not like Tosis. First of all, we swore it's a Chiddush Neuro. Although, I'm everything. Mechor, it's a Mefurish Gemara, not like that. Gemara, in the Yeshnoich and Kuflam Adal and Beis, the Gemara says, that Baal Shoma Gerashti is Ishti. Nemon, why? Chil Abiyodah Lagarsh. The war in the Gemara, the only reason when a Baal says he was Megarish his Ishta, he's Mechayiv himself, he's only believed because of Amigo. Nafkamina, he's not in the Nemo Mafreya, because it wasn't Mafreya the other. Freya Hashem, what do you mean? Hoydos Baldin. The Rajbu, you understand the Rajbu Kshute, Rashi and the Rajbu Kshute, that there's Mahalach of Ksav Yodai, the Hoydos Baldin. And Hoydos Baldin works for Gerishin. So, every time a Baal says Gerash Shishi, you should believe Hoydos Baldin, believe in Mafreya, nothing to do with Amigo. Hurts Muchach in the Gemara like Tosis. Look at what Tosu says, that a Baal can't say is Isha Mugureshes, that's considered Chavla Achrin, Baal is considered. So what's Rashi saying? So Mitoich Divrei, it sounds like Mitoich Divrei, B'chayim, 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 I think he didn't learn that Rashi was saying all Gerishim is Hoydos Baldin, is not considered Chavla Achrin. Shan Rashi was that he's not being made on the Gerushin now, he's being made on the Get. The Hiddos Baldin that we're using for, we're not using on the Gerushin. If I want to say that Ma'isha, this Chalois Megureshes on Ma'isha, she's a Grusha, Avada, that's the Hiddos Baldin, Avada, it's the Gerush Gemara. Avada, you can't say that Yisha's a Grusha. But when you're being made on the Shtar, Hiddos Baldin is Be'etzem, I'm writing Divrei Mischayev, which is I'm making a Shtar. I'm not coming to make that she's a Megurusha. I'm coming to say that I am being Mischayev. The Gerushin happens in Meila. The Gerushin happens afterwards. The Lashon of Baruch Ber is the Shtar is Zikr his Asiya. It's his Asiya. That's the Baal's Asiya. When I'm making the Shtar, what's the Baal doing? The Baal is making his Asiya. We mentioned the beginning of this, maybe that's why the Baal Dover on the Get. It's his Asiya. So the Pshat is, we're not talking about directly as the Chaloi's Gerushin. We're talking about the Shtar. But Kenzai, one like Su, Kenzai in this Rashi, we should tell us, Taka, no Rashi, Tosin, can't say this way. It depends what the Edus is coming to do. If he tells us Eidus of Shtar is not going directly only to Mashvi Shtar. The way it's Mashvi the Shtar, it says, I am being Mavarer what's in the Shtar. When you're going to take the Shtar, you're going to be able to use it. Levarer Mashakosa Pashtar. Lefi Toysvis, if a Gerishin is Hoydos Baldin, it's Chavel Achrini. Avada, you can't use this Levarer Mashakosa Pashtar because it's Chavel Achrini. Rashi is Lashitoso. Rashi holds that the Eidus of Shtar is a Bazunda Rezach. It speaks straight to the Shtar. It's a new din. It's not coming Levar. Levar is better. The Shtar is Mavar. You see what that means. The Eidus, once you shaffer Shtar, the Eidus is Mavar is better. Oh, but the direct Eidus, we're adding a Noch and a Kudah. That Hayoitze, maybe Oila, all of you are dating the Kirchus Machloikis. It's not only the Tzurich of the Eidus, it's what the Eidus is doing Misrakis on. Lefi Rashi, there's a Bezuler Eidus on the Shtar. Lefi Toys is the Eidus is La Asher is a Shtar. It's La Asher is a Shtar. Wait, La Asher is a Shtar. Duch me La Asher is a Shtar. The male like Toysvis, he wouldn't be able to say, maybe, he wouldn't be able to say this Shpat and say that over here it's considered Hoydos Baldin because he's being made on his Asiyah. What do you mean he's made on his Asiyah? We need this to Ma'asha, the Gerushin, the eventual Gerushin. Avada, that's considered a Chavel Achrin. And this board, maybe, something that's another, I want to hear from the Oiler to help. So, Grace Ha'ara, it's Bavur, and the Sugi and Boba Masa, what's the Boba, what's the Allah of Ksav Yad by Alvo? Ksav Yad by Alvo, it doesn't collect from Chosim Bnei Chayr, from Chosim Shabbatim, why not? So who in the Rishbam, the Vavasa Kufayin Hayim Beis, and the Sugi over there, it's not because there's no tzaddik can collect from Shabbat, it's because maybe there's no kol. The Gemara is a tzad that maybe you could collect from Tzav Yad. Maybe in the Mokum there is a kol. The Gemara says, Huchsik Yodoy, maybe you could collect. Frege Chapella. Fin Mahalach of Tzav Yad is based on Yodos Baldin. There's a tzad that can collect from Shabbat, you collect from Lachukas. How can you collect from Lachukas? Yodos Baldin can work to collect Lachukas. Yodos Baldin works like Abbey Meat, the level is Lachukas. But this Mahalach is Kavalbi. We're not using the Hiddos Baldin that we use Shabbakan is not to be Mavara Nuch the Shtar, that the Shtar is Emes. The Hiddos Baldin is a Shvui Shtar. The Hiddos Baldin is a Shvui Shtar. I'm being made. The Shtar is my Asiya. That's my Mela. Once I have a Shtar, now the Shtar can be used against Lukukas. But even Zachinu Ledin, the Kuri one over here, the Yisoid is the Machloik, the Rashi, the Tosis. the shoyrish. The shoyrish of the tzorich of the Avis. The tzorich of the Avis. The tzorich of the Avis you need for a shtar. The tzorich of the Avis is not part and part. It's not that a shtar, the cheft is Avis. A shtar that from Avis, because I'm to know that the shtar is wichtig. The shtar is wichtig. Normally, that's the only way. You could place it other ways. In the Chassim, then there's over a few Rashi. The hearts of a star needs Avis. Needs Avis in the star, or after star. But the star needs Avis. Vela Rashi couldn't have a bit of Avis.
So
it
has to be a riot.
Yeah,
I'm
asking. Yeah, it's a big Chiddush. Maybe once you build a star, it's a Mela Mashal. Even if you tell us, I can understand. In the Chassim, then the Mizu, if you tell us, even though Avada in the Chassim, then the Mizu wouldn't start directly against the Lakuchas. But once you have Einlich HaChsimu G'dol HaMizu, that's a shtar. The Zeinu Karim shtar. Now Emela works against Lekuchas. Could be once you have a shtar could work against Lekuchas.
And if they're Verizon, it's not over.
The shtar is a Torah's right. It's a Kiddush. Yeah. When they got Scholem, the Sugya from... The first Malach Lemor, the Mor is Maskona. The Mor is looking to Firab, but why do you need Avis? Sign the Chsima, sign the Chsima. The Mor comes up Malach, Takam Iker Adin. Rabbi Loza doesn't need Chsima. The Mayor doesn't need Chsiva. Rabbi Zokti Gemara. Agam Rabbi Loza doesn't need Chsima. Oh, but when you do the Chsima, it's not to stun Richtig. When you do the Chsima, it's not to stun the Hechsher. You can't do Shaloy Lashma. I mean, look, that's why I have to be made Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta Lashma, because we're talking about a star that has Chsima on it. We have to make sure it's Lashma. Shaloy Lashma. Why? Because Omer Rabbi Abba Hoy Moide Rabbi Lozer Ben Mezuz Mitzvah. Rabbi Lozer's Moide, although you don't need Eidich Sima, but when Eidich Sima is done and they're done in the wrong way, they're done Ben Mezuz Beziuf, that passes. But my son, this dinner of Rabbi Lozer comes, the Sugi later on, the Fjord, and the Sugi Sanhedrin, the Chof Ches, the Iker, it applies to Gabi Eidim Tzulim, Goyim, Kroivim, Tzulim Sarn in the Shtar. Our Gemara is bringing it, in Marach of this din, Gabi Shalad Yishma. Before the din of Shalishma, what's the pshat? Is that the chayis three mal from the Yishan? Very carved zel is it? Mamish very carved zel is it? Small shenut. The lashon of the Gemara come out later on. Yunam bezes. The Gemara says that by a shtar, the goyim are signed in it. Since you're not going to come to be soymich on it, this lashon Gemara. Since you're not going to come to be soymich on it, so then there's no din of mizuv. It sounds like it's a din derabbanan. I'm worried that you're going to end up using the Eidich Sima. Even though I don't need the Sima, you're going to use the Eidich Sima for something. That's what it sounds like. So, this is the Ikram Halach of the Yushanim, the Nechlaku Adjuachim. The first Malach is, the life is Malach. The Yushanim speak out the Fidurit. The Rif Shita is, in the lower Belazar holds the Eidim Asir Karti. But he holds this two Malachim. It doesn't hold, it's not prejudiced, Dafka Eidim Asir. Eidich Sima also. Eidich Sima could also have a Malach. If you want to use Eidich Sima, you could also use it. So, with Ma'is Lefir Rabbi Lazar, there's a Malach that you could use Eidich Sima by themselves, solo. I don't have to even var the Zayda Masira. It's a separate Malach in the Shnat. Talk to Yishan, if he had it, it's a very geshmak. The most of the Muzi Mitaycha. We're very worried if there are Eidim Sumer Kossim in the Shtar. If you have Eidim Masira, you have Eidim Masira. But if you don't have Eidim Masira, they're going to use the Shtar, they're going to create the Shtar, and create the Chesima. If we're creating the Shtar, and the Chesima, you have to make sure the Kosher Eid. That's the Fidur Eid. Meiser, Lab Yishan, places, Rashi, Meiser, Kama places, argue on the Rif. They hold it, no, Fiyah Belazar, at least by Gittin. Dafka Eidich Sima is your card. So if you that, you can never rely on the Chesima itself. What's the pshat? So there you have the Rishonim say, two Lashonim is very curved. Shirin Kal. Rashi later on, twice, Rashi Dabyut, Tzveimo says, there's a Rosh and Maskar over here in our study. And the Gzera is, that it was very often, it was a habit, they used to use the same Eidich Sima for the Eidich Masir. The Vlaz holds Eidich Masir card. Eidich Sima signed the Tikkun Olam, they used to use the same thing. So we're worried, they're going to abuse it. If the apostle Adam, they end up using the same Eidich Sima, Eidich Sima, Eidich Sima. Rashi Rosh doesn't like that. He says what? Especially by Goyim. Were you afraid you're going to use Goyim? Everyone's going to see that dressed like Goyim. You see, you're not going to use them as Eidich Sima. Zog to Rashi Rosh, that's not the Chash. The Chash is the Rishnei and Tosis. Is that maybe you're going to use, and there's a big Chiddush, you're not going to use these things to make the get itself. You're not going to use these Eidim to make the get itself. But you're going to use it as a riot. That was the whole Tikkun HaOlam of Rabbi Elazar. The whole Tikkun HaOlam is that we should have Eidich Sima to make a riot. So Tosis says maybe you're going to use these Eidim as a riot, and if the apostle, it's not a good riot. If the apostle, it's not a good riot. So stay the big chiddush. So leave that we pass the whole get. Tosis says, so leave that we pass the whole get. Even though there's no chash in the etzem get, but since you might use it as Eidich Sima as a riot, we pass the whole get. So for Ektu Rishonim, if that's the Adoma, that's the idea of Mizvi Mitoicha. What is the past of the Din of Mizvi Mitoicha Lagabi Shalot Shmo? Bishleim of the Rift. The Din of Mizvi Mitoicha supplies Lagabi Shalot Shmo also. Because Arkamu, we're going to use the Eidich Sima as a star to be Karti. They need Lashmo. If it's Shalot Shmo, it's not a good star. If it's Shalot Shmo, it's not a good star. But if you hold, like the others, two Malchim, Lachar, what is the past of the Chesorin by Shalot Shmo? It doesn't pass the Chesorin by Shalot Shmo. You hold like Toisvis and the Rajba, that we're afraid you can use as a Shtar Raya. What's the problem? Shalosh Shmo can't be a Shtar Raya. Shalosh Shmo can't be a Shtar Raya. We're talking about we had a good Get Peshat Mais. It can't be good as a good Shtar Raya. That's just fake Toisvis. Yeah? And even the Firashi is the same thing. The Firashi, because they wrote Shalosh Shmo, you can use them as Eidim Asir. What's the problem? It's still going to be Nichtav Lashmo. Let them sign Shalosh Shmo. The Kosher Eidim. The Kosher Eidim is no problem. That's fake Toisvis. It's not Toisvis. This is Maskara, the Toysis, and Ivor, and Hanan. The new Zerah for me, the new Zerah. The Toysis, even though you don't have the Zerah of Oslo Nis Michalayot, which it sounds like a Toysis. However, you have another Zerah that if you're going to write it, you can assign Lishma, you come to be Kaysa Lishma. That's just a Toysis. Sounds like it's a new Zerah. Moshe Pshan Toysis, a new Zerah. It's another Zerah. In fact, there's Shash already, in fact, the Vel. It's taking two totally different ideas. One idea is that if you have Apostle Aiding, you're going to come to be in the Soymich on them, and another idea is Shalil Lishma, you're going to make Sigal. What is it with Shaykh? We mark them, they'll be mine with time, when you have time. That. Ramachim Shan Taisus. Taisus is saying like this. Taisus says the Svara, we're going to Chesima to Chesima. That Svara, that we're going to Chesima to Chesima, that's enough to pass the whole get. I'm not afraid if you're going to write the Chesima Shalel Lashma, you're going to write the Chesima Shalel Lashma, so that passes the get. That. They made a deal Lashma and Chesima. So they said, because of that, they made a deal Lashma and Chesima. But if it's not, if you're in Shalel Lashma, only passes the Chesima. Even though they have this Xer, that's not a reason to pass the get. The Chesim is possible because they were born and they said that you're supposed to write a Shalel Lashma. Rosh Hashanah Lashma. But Vada, the get shouldn't be possible. Even after what Tosfos says in this Gzir, you still have to come on to the Ikar Din of Rabbi Elazar. What's the Ikar Din of Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Abba said, I'm sorry, Moedim Mizuv Matoicha. Rabbi Abba was Mechadish, that when you have a Pasal Chesima, you don't just say Dal Miyacha. You would have said Dal Miyacha. Pashas, you would say, even if I have a Pasal Chesima, Dal Miyacha, Rabbi Elazar doesn't need it. It's an ad, it's a bonus of your Rabbi Elazar. Dal Miyacha. Of them, the Gemara gebracht a member from Rabbi Abba. Rabbi had said, Rabbi Elazar is Moida Abyssal. Rabbi Elazar is Moida Amol Chasim Amilsi. That's what after the Gemara brings us. But I want to know who's binding in it. After me, my Ein over here, that we got the Chakir of the Biskarov. Is it Shloim Lishma Psul in the Chasimus itself? When you chayisim Shloim Lishma, is it a Chasarn in the Get or is it a Chasarn in the Eidus? That was what Biskarov's Nusach was. Is it a Chasarn in the Shtar Hameid or is it a Chasarn in the Shtar Akosh Lagarishbuk? L'chayra, if the Din Shlishma is only a Chasarn in the Shtar, get a kosher garish boy. It's not a chesaron the edus b'chol. So memela, it's very totally in what the pshat and teretz of Toisus is. Chorav of Fira b'nochem, b'nochem is naming on that. What's the problem? Even after the gzera of Toisus, the wagoyz of chesima to chesiva, only the chesima is possible. What's the problem? You still have to come out to the gzera that maybe when he's soymich on this edus, his edus is possible. But chorav, if you don't malach, it's muchach that Toisus is saying, not like this. It's muchach that Toisus is saying that edus shaloy l'shma is not a kosher edus. Because Rabbi Nachum saying we're going back to the original Eidus. I don't have to mind to this. L'chor is a Vager. Weisleis and Oftam, really. I mean, what are we talking? There's a Vager on the beginning of Gilma Beis. Weisleis, Nishvi the Biskur of Taka. It doesn't have Nachum Chiazem. This is the Ur Taka. It's Mavarazak. Don't you look in the Raj, but this Chakir is very totally understanding. The Kasha and Teretz of Sait Teisus and the Raj. I wanted to talk. This is the Vizayrus. Mikvah is the Sarah, the Nisoyin maybe we'll call it. That happened to the Chabura. So it only happened to one of the Chashavah, Yidenu, Rabbi Yochanan Kaplan, otherwise known as AJ. But it happened to all Chabura. The Ikar Matorah, before I want to maybe misadder what I want to try to do, but the Ikar Matorah, the first thing is, and this is a Tachlis Bar. Taka has to make a dent in our life. Kaveya, take out 25 minutes from Seder, 20 minutes from Seder. It's not a Dovrash Mabakah. But this is the Gufud of Atar. We experience this as a Chabura. Chabura is Chativ Achas. It has to make a dent in our life. We have to stop and think. I'm gonna say things, but what I'm saying is dafka, the best things to say. Don't trust him, fakir. Don't trust him. Ikr is the zikr, good to zah. It's a Dovra Machayiv. It has to make a dent in our life. We have to think. I asked AJ this morning, is there anything he wants me to tell the Oilam? One thing he said, one thing he says there, that the Sa'ur shouldn't die out after the Shiva. The Sa'ur shouldn't die after the Shiva. If we stop and it makes a dent, it has to keep on making a dent, hopefully we'll be in the Sa'ur. When there's a Batira of an Adam and a Neshama in Yisrael, that's in the three Nisim. It's the Sugya of the Nifta. The even Neshama of the Nifta. The Neshama needs a lot of Shlusim. It's a lot of Redeem. It's the Sugya of the Avela. Being Nisim by all of the Avela. Menachem the Avela. And it's the Sugya of all those who are Karv, all those who are not. All those who the Tzara touched. All those the Tzara was Mach on them. It's them stage, Shalom HaMelech. Toivel Lechas, the base Ovel. Vachai Yitin Alivim. Third sugya, the sugya of the Chayim. Coming to say, I'm not talking about the first sugya. First sugya, the sugya of the Nifter. And his deity is not, except for not a burning noise here. His Nifter doesn't need any neshama. His Nifter is a neshama kedoyisha, a neshama tahira, b'li chayt. The Shlosh says even, you could do neshama for shlok kamoish avim. So I'm asking, you could do any neshama for anybody. But the ma'is, the necessity, the tzarech, there usually isn't a Nifter, the urgency. Avad is nishdod. It's shama gavoyim away. Mar mokum. Mar menachas. Soif menachas. Kuf yud and alam. Mar shnei. The mar brings a pasuk. Shvi the pasuk in miluay. Sorry, brings the pasuk in miluay. Pasuk in divrei yom shnei. Hina ani. Shlomo Melech says. Hina ani. Boy ne bayis l'Hashem. Elikoy. Lahakdish loy lahakdir lefun of ktoiris samim mareches tomit vaoilois laboiker leret v'shabosois ulamoy de Hashem. The pasuk fears zois laoilam zois al Yisrael. This base amigdush it's a mokum akrov. Laoilam zois Yisrael. It's going to be forever. And the Gemara brings the end of the pasuk laoilam zois Yisrael. But after the base amigdush is gone, we're going to have a base amigdush. We're going to have a mizbeach. Zok tomorrow, yeah. Zok tomorrow. Laoilam zois Yisrael. Omer Rav Gidol. Omer Rav. Zem is Beach Bonui. Zem is Beach Bonui, Kim Shemaim. Michal Sar Hagodol Oymir Umakr Volov Korb. The music that even the Chobonai, there's a storm is Beach. It's Kobonis today. It's not Toises. All the Toises. Toises, Medrosh is Halukas. Yesh Misha Oymer. Who are these Kobonis? What's Michal Sarzvar? Yesh Misha Oymer Nishmai Sayim Shal Tzadikim. The Kobonis that we have today. This is the way this Amidish today is Nishmai Shal Tzadikim. Yesh mishoim ekvosim shalish. V'hainu darminan b'shmeine esrei ba'avoido and it say v'ishe Yisrael u'svilosim ba'avas kava barot. You say ishe Yisrael u'svilosim. Who's ishe Yisrael? What are ishe Yisrael? These are the ishim of Michal Tzar Tzvo. These are the ishim of Michal Tzar Tzvo. And he's still being makir than Shmoy Sa'im Shal Tzadim. We're cooking the Siddur Agro. It's not even say, it's in Yalav Yoviyad. It's the word of Yerotze. He brings, that's the Siddur Rekeach. Nishmoy, he brings Nishmesem Shal Tzadikim Vitinoiko Shalichot. A rhyme in those Tinoikas, that is Tinoiko Shalichot. It's Eilecho Tinoiko Shalichot of Abu Mizah. Shalom Ben Avon Yochanan, Nisham Kadosh, Nisham Atari. He's the Kabonis. He's the Ishi Yisrael. He's the Kabonis. It would have to wear that. I have to wear about myself a lot more than I have to wear that. I'm not coming to talk about that. I'm coming to talk about the other tunas. I'm going to talk about what we could do. Raging. And what we have to be misbinding on this one. The Dafka Miyachid is part of the Chabura. I'm going to say, I think it's compared to the Chabura. I've seen the Chabura, it's after the Chabura. It's something that's compared to the Chabura as a Tzibah. The first Noisib, I'm not really that some agenda oriented over here. You have to learn up the sugi a little bit. Say dvorm shootim el sachmol. It's fun in this area. Dvorm shootim on a shtakech. I don't know why dvorm shootim. People don't have clear basic things. What does it mean to menachem ovel? What does it mean noise about somebody who has this halal in their life? Gemar shteit. Gemar broch is bavar bei shteit. Igra bei tamia. It's not clear what the pshat of is a basic forest on the sun. The zayit from pshat is a base oven. Shnei the igra the schar. Schar means the tamsis. What is the oven working out with? What are you working out with? It's like you have to the Menachem oven. It's like you have to the chayit and leave. But shtikus. What does it mean shtikus? What does it mean shtikus? How can halacha state you can't start talking until the other place they are? What does it mean shtikus? The aleph parsha pshat is shtikus. Is that what happened over here is something that's higher, that's now the rechts of divor. Talking, the pshat is you take deeper as the kerech you magadim, put something, slice it, put it in words. The chefs of any p'tir, right over here, I feel like I'm saying the facts, I'm living in it now. Something will happen over here, something that's now Matzias, now anybody, now anyone's a subject, now something that something, now as man, can't slice and put in words its neighbor. The attempt to do that, it's partially ignoring what's there, and it's machin kaila, it's machin kaila. Shtikusa. It's the halakha, shtikusa, I'm talking about. This is what we have to bet and tell Archava, what do you do? People, Svekas. First of all, some people are Svekas. I don't know him so well, should I go? Some people are Svekas. They're close. What should I say? Davvisin, the Aleph days. There's all Zachan afterwards. The Aleph days are void of the Chomet Ashtin Chazal. The Shtika. What's the Shtika? What do I give him? I'm going to show you. What is it? What is Shtika? Das is Noisibah. Noisibah always, yes, we recognize, we come to a very uncomfortable situation. And that's the problem a little bit. People are very uncomfortable. But yes, we come to a comfortable situation. And I'm big enough to come here and sit myself in a comfortable situation. And I'm here and I tell you that I'm choosing. What do I tell you when I'm choosing? I tell you that I'm part of your feeling right now, which is that you can't move. You can't open your mouth. Because opening your mouth means trying to deal with the situation in some sort of way. No. Something happened that's me. I'll meiver, atvisa, meiver, akoichas, tibim, akimcha. No, you see, but all means carry the burden. Carry the burden. That itself is the Dava Otzma in mind. If Haka the Avelim would feel and people come in, then no, you see, but all, then we'll do a lot for them. People think, oh, how's it going to help him? Where's the Ta'elis? Being Menachem Avos is not about Ta'elis. People miss the boat. It's not about Ta'elis. You can't fix. We're going to fix you on a remedy. What do you sugar. Fix remedy. Mr. Eberstein, what are you? There's nothing to fix now. Eberstein did something. There's a lot of moon and talking. We'll talk about that soon. That's the only mahalach of ripui, of a diburim, technical things. The first, of course, a person can help. Or fix. You want to say something that's like LS or it's yeshmu. What are you coming to fix? What you could do, and Vaisis Chazal help. This was a great zach. You know the kriyas and after a person is you be there with him, lebeduch with him, you be there with him. And that everybody who comes, even people who don't have a close tach to them, someone who's part of a bur, even somebody who's close to him and seemingly should have a lot what to say, and he doesn't have what to say. The more he has, the more he's a big Adam Gadol. When a big Adam Gadol comes, a big Rosh Yeshiva comes and he comes and he's quiet, that's the biggest Zach in the world. He should be saying everything. Well, he comes and he starts. You see any Adam Gadol like that. Afterwards, sometimes they say, that's already afterwards. The first part is Shoysik. First part is, you open up, I'm going to come into your world. You're Shoysik. This is our responsibility to be noisy at all. And it's all like, it's hard. We're selfish, we don't want to do it. We don't want to be noisy about this. It's uncomfortable to us. Uncomfortable to be this shamatzit. That's why people a lot of times say very stupid things. It's not Russian. We say very stupid things in the base. They can't bear to stay in that matzah of uncomfortability. They have to break it. They have to say something. They can't be in that matzah of just in the halal. That's the matzah. That is the matzah. Zog amakim. Zog nisharos lemaisa. Zog nisharkinah. Zog nisharpeter. And then there are times there are veilim that are different. Every case needs the shirish adav. The shirish of. The musik of Nunachim Ba'ovim is not to fix things, not to say grace, verter, not to say, it's to show him that you're with him 100%, as much as you could be. That applies to people that are rochik, if you're in the poor, if you have any shaykhs. It applies to people that are close. This is our responsibility and this helps, as Chazal said. If a person really does this, and he manages to really do this, he feels that. He feels how much you're with him. And he feels how, he knows how much you really want to, oh, I want to open your mouth and say something. But he feels that. Again, not just because you're afraid. If you're afraid, he feels that you realize that this is something that people doesn't pass. It's something we all know. I'm going to be there with you long term, AJ, because it's not something that today, it's not about these 2 days, it's not about today. It's not about making me feel comfortable these 20 minutes I'm in your house. He feels that I'm going to be with you long term because something happened over here that's going to take time. It's going to take time. It's going to take the Eibishter's involvement to what's happening. This is a chayvus and mitzvah. This is the way, it was the aleph beis of the avodah of Yicham Aleph. Here I'm not sure I said before in a second. I heard this chelik a zikr. The better, the more you think about yourself, the more the bigger, it's a bigger private thing. Person, chayitin el liboy, his life. I'm going to say something that's negative, Rabu. I'm going to say something that's negative. Ura, I think it's a Zahiris, it's a bonus that we could. Chayitin el liboy means, like I said, there's a third noise that you're. Because Baruch Hu talked to every one of us. He didn't only talk to AJ. AJ talked to AJ and his wife, he talks. Like with a Nevuah, straight up. To us, it's a baskol, it's an echo, but he talked to us also. It means, chayitin el liboy, everyone has to get in this bonus. The zboinus of chayitin el liboy, the first aleph talk is talk of the same shtikus. The aleph, it's talk of the same shtika. The aleph is aleph. Shtika appears again, you can't move. The aleph, the first message of a p'tir is, the image is in control. A mensch is a grace of gavra his whole life. He's talking, he's running, he's deciding, he's darshaning, he's driving, he's screaming, making decisions, everything. Debesh says, stop! I'm all Debesh shows. This is a grace of gavra. Debesh shows clearly, you think you're in control, nothing in control. The point is not to only take the clock, the point is to bring closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is to be in this, a lot of times to be, bring the person that is in ways closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the olive base is, stop running everywhere, stop talking, stop going. Stoik. Stop for a second, realize what life is about. Yeah, with Sancheni, when we're not stopped, we're supposed to be doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on this world. We're supposed to make nishtalis and we're supposed to move in. But at the same time, we have to remember that when Nishkan did Nishkan is a graver, when Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to show his power and show his shlita, he reminds us the emes and mitzvahs. You're a das, bria, kala, lashon Rambam. You're a puny little being that can't control anything. Shoysik. It's the holidays. But by talking this matzah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu snaps you, and reminds you that you're in control. How does a person deal with it? The answer is B'tach. There's only one answer. It's called Amun and B'tach. It's a Kukuda, maybe it could be from the Ikrim. I don't want to think about it. It's Amun and B'tach. And there's such a matzav as Mizgala, who's an innocent Baal B'tach. Someone who's not a Baal B'tach and Amun, he falls apart. Shas Naisa, I was talking to somebody who's never involved very much in these cases. Never really have the conversation started, but he said in Nusach, he said, person doesn't have a short amount of talk and he's lost for life. Most part of life. And in these cases, most part of life. There's a special pointiness in Chayit and Aliva, I mean, for a younger man. The need for a younger man to mechaz himself in the talk. To live with this music of Chayit and Aliva, mechaz in the talk is, yes, sir, on a bacher, it's much higher than a bacher. A bacher is a private mensch. Everyone in this room, all the avreichim in this room, married person, you're not a private mensch. You're responsible for your wife, you're responsible for your kids. You're the backbone of the Shmach, and eventually Kinnir, that's part of the idea of getting married. The Shmach wants to be a chloe for a lot of people, not only that. He wants to become a Baal HaChrayis. There's a famous Sefer, Rabbi Natan Sefer Yosha. Natan Sefer Yosha says, the Baal Gezach, it's known as Talilim Levei HaTlois, Shar Shishi, Nida Shishi, he says the following. It says many times different happenings happen on a person. A person has different changes in his life, good and bad. Sometimes he's in prison. Sometimes the other way, becomes a Rosh Hashiva, wins the lottery. This happens. Someone's sick, you, from your family. This is a fact of life. This is the mitzvahs of the world. Things happen that can totally unsettle you. Kol eile achidushim v'rabim bem yatridu leiv v'odom b'avoyitas akyom be'esa zoiz zokter ben yoyna yavchin seichel kol masko. A person is put to the test at this point. Hachozeku harofen, is he stark or is he weak? Im yechazak v'emunosoy kayemes. This is what he stresses in Amunah. Le'yuchlu kol achidushim lechaser me'avodosa. All these changes, all these mishaps, all these things that happen, they're not going to be able to shake him up. Kasha lo'yuchlu aruchay sachazokay slaker ahar agodul amishim imekoyim. Kein achseichal achazak v'amunah ikris lo'yamishim kolei lemor. And he says that a person has to, I'm going to skip a little bit. The tzorach loy lahachin lev chazak v'amitz lekabel hamaoriyos. V'yachshav him b'term voice, and he says to himself that the oilim is in the ve'at lois. Thomas tells us this world is what he calls a path of mishaps. That's the mitzvah of the world. There's plenty of things that go on. And you'll get older. What is not the Ezra Shema, but the mitzvah of life, and more prosperous in life, there are things that go not the way we want it. Everything is latoyv. It was exactly the plan, it's beautiful. But they don't go the way you want. And there are all kinds of shinuim. And in times, Sefer Yosha is talking about being over Hashem in the highway. I'm talking about being a mensch, being chazuk, staying strong. There are people who are so weak. Weak. They don't have a mitzvah slave. They run away from situations. I see these people in the past bunch of days. I'm talking to a lot of people. You see the weakness. See how afraid they are to face up to the situation. You don't have a tachan. Facing up to this situation, which we described before, shtika, which means it's a matzah that I have no idea, no asogim, no plan, no way to be ma'akam. There's only one way, to have a kesher to the barik olamos. Someone has a kesher to the barik olamos, he's connected. He's connected, he's strong in every matzah. Because even though he knows he doesn't have asogim, someone's holding his hand who has asoga. If you're always this idea, famous word, Pshach, Navi Ezri. It has to upon him, and there's going to be Yisurim. In the Lashon of the Pasuk, Metzu Rois Rabbis Fitzoros. Rois Rabbis Fitzoros. Omar Ba Yoyim Ahu Aloy Al Ki Ein Ali Karbe Kirbi Metzu Uni Ho Rois Ein. Freck of Shach, there's a discrepancy from the Bereish of the Pasuk to the Sefer. The Bereish of the Pasuk says, Metzu Uni Rois Rabbis Fitzoros. At the end, it just says a Rois, it doesn't say Tzoros, what happened to the Tzoros. The beginning is Rois, it says. Sok of Shach, Kan Koidim Emuna, Kan Achri Emuna. The beginning of the pasuk is before he starts and he realizes Aloi ki al ein ki ein li kai b'kir bi. Dr. Pshach, Taich, Rois is the etzem mikri ha-ra. Sorois is the hargosha that the mensch feels from the ra. The mikri ra puts him in a matz of sor. Pshach says it means he feels narrow, he feels alone, he feels lost. He feels lost. That usually accompanies a tzor. But not every ra has a tzor. There are people who are able to go through a ra, it looks like a ra, everything is the top, it looks like a ra, and they're able to be. They fast, they stay stark. They will not get fall apart, fall into pieces. They're able to stay stark. Zokta Pshach, the answer is Emuna. Gam ki eilech begeit samavis, it means the pasuk, lo iro rok yato yimodi. Someone who feels like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who lives with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who lives with Bitochen, Ishtok, that gives him a mitzvah saliv. And it gives him the feeling that he's not lost, he's still connected. Anyone who looks at the AJ, at least on the outside AJ, is an unbelievable dogma for this. He's an unbelievable dogma, Baruch Hashem. I'll learn from him. But I'm saying as a chabur, I think there's something we have to be chayit and alibay. Emes. And Gaman is, it's not only for yourself, it's for your family. You're responsible. You're responsible to be stark. If you fall apart, everyone falls apart. You're the aleph, you're the gavra, you run your ass. This is part of your responsibility. You have to be ready. Then, we should know, yeah. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's the mitzvah of Olam Hazeh. That's what he says. Ve'at lois, that's what he says. A person has to be ready for these things. He's saying the person has to be ready for these things. You have to stop before. Can't wake up afterwards. If you wake up afterwards, you're gonna fall to pieces. Someone, this taco someone who works on Bitochen, someone who's mechazik, so he has not a mitzvah saliyah. Why again? Because he's kashit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the answers. I know that I don't have the answers. I'm sure it's gonna take time. It's gonna take a long time. We're going to try to give support. This is maybe after it's faith in Kuda. Two Nakudas we wanted. Nakuda and see his bow. Nakuda v'chai yili ten aliva. This idea. We have to be mechazik abitochen. It's part of the tzav. Machrai sovim b'man. So a lot of other reasons you should have abitochen. But this is the aleph base of being responsible person. You have to be able to stand fast. You have to be able to stand stark. You have to hold on to abitochen. This is the only thing that makes it possible in Meglech to continue being Kayim, to be Oyver Hashem, to be living like a normal person in these matzvot. It's Hashem, we should be Mishchazim, like AJ said, we should think about other things. This is Chazkus. The tachlis of everything is to become closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When someone lives with bitachon, he comes closer. He grows. Ez Hashem, AJ is going to grow. Ez Hashem, we're going to grow. We should all take a grow from this. We should be yoytzachai v'yitam libam. We should be zoichem Ez Hashem bekorov to see Shloima ben Avram Yochanan, Tchias Amation, and Bias Mashiach Zekeru Amin.
Amen. Thank you.